about other people. I said this morning, this is a simple question. How many civilians have been killed in Nicaragua? Definitely that they know. The cities have been destroyed. Bombed to hell. People have taken flight to the hills. But how many do they know? Citizens have definitely been destroyed, and there are many missing. I'm not even asking that. You think the number missing may be 5 to 6 times the number killed. And you can feel good if you want to about being a U.S. citizen, but I feel miserable because we still have had some of us to deal with taxes this year. We're not finished with it because we still have to deal with this last year's taxes. All the bombers sweeping in at the level of Managua to the ground practically are U.S. planes that have been sent in the last few days. You feel good about being a U.S. citizen. You say, we're free in USA. No, you're not free. You stand up and speak against U.S. supporting the dictatorships, which I'm not going to mention because that's a part of your question. But USA sends all of our tax dollars instead of helping the poor. They're all going across the world to destroy people, little children, particularly certain colors, destroying them, wiping them out, killing mothers and children, not only fighting forces, and then they make the dirtiest bombs in the world. Only one nation on earth has made 2 kinds of bombs. Only one nation, that's USA. Now that pains me. When I say over the air, I'm guilty, I mean that. But some of you never felt guilt about it. You never felt, you say, I eat ice cream cone. You're a murderer. Because the money you spent on that ice cream cone, at least 10 to 20% of it went to kill little children. There's a tax on the ice cream. There's a tax on the loaf of bread. There's a high tax on gasoline, isn't there? You ever drive anywhere? You ever go on a bus, city bus? There's tax every time you drop that quarter in the little slot. So you help commit murder around the world. Is that the 10th question? That's it. The number 9th question is still a problem of confusion. Fascism was a response to something that had happened somewhere in the world that showed the workers of the world that power could be wrested from the ruling class, the bourgeoisie, B-O-R-U-G-E-O-I-S-E, I think it's spelled. What event was that? Was it the birth of Jesus? The birth of something. And I already told you it wasn't the birth of Jesus, so don't give me no shit now. Because all Jesus has done is confuse us. Been waiting on him. It probably would have happened a long time before if we hadn't been waiting on Jesus for 2,000 fucking years. As I said about Jesus long ago, and you heard me before you ever came over here. So I didn't know, Father. I didn't know when I was coming over here what you're into. I didn't know what I really was. Oh, don't lie to me. You just weren't listening, didn't want to listen, didn't want to hear. I said long ago, anybody ever been gone that long? Jesus. 2,000 years, the son of a bitch ought to stay gone. You heard me say that from the first day you met me. If he ever came, yes. Yes, comrade. Gotta have some help. When they finish, as you finish, lift your hands, will you? Then people that need help will lift their hands. And be sure to put the name of the helper on the bottom of the paper in a circle too. So workers, you take note, the testers take note of those that helped so that they can be also given special consideration. What is it, you want, Mark? I said it to him, and he said, I understand you, Comrade Jim Jones. I said, it's too goddamn bad that the Japanese and Germany didn't hit Chicago, New York, San Francisco, and Houston and bomb the hell out of our cities, and then maybe some of the fucking American people would not be so damn cocky as they are right now. But the comrade, he was very sweet. We call him, he's an ambassador. You're supposed to give people titles. No, Comrade Jim Jones. He just called me, you know, by his first name, which is difficult. I'd rather call him Ambassador. Fyodor. Fyodor Timofeyev. He said no titles. And I thought it was so beautiful that it was the only person that noticed. He saw me in that meeting when they had that ribs and all that shit over there on the banquet. I saw you sitting out here, and I knew how some of you love the ribs. I couldn't eat that rib, save my ass. And I wouldn't eat anything, but Johnny brought me a plate, and I thought, well, it won't make a scene. But he was so perceptive, he caught that. He said, you were troubled over this banquet that... We were getting special style. I said, oh, yes, we never have two dishes of meats. Never. And I said, ribs is an American delight, a meal that most people delight. I said, I couldn't eat my ribs. I took them back over. I wouldn't touch them. And first, God, now we've had Americans, we've had Guyanese, we've had people from all over the world. And the first time anybody's ever been sensitive enough to say, don't set us out there in the middle. Let us eat right with the people. Let us, whatever you go through, you do. Well, that's what gave me, I've had for weeks had the idea, why in the hell can't we? Of course, we're having good meals. A lot of our meals are very good. All we'd have to do just add just very little touching and be suitable for anybody. I mean, the most modest, when we have most modest. What we ought to do is for incentive plan, as some of you people could come up with, is that we get some more people back involved in selling some extra dolls. Then when the time the Soviet delegation comes, we can have a buffet banquet, and every person in the entire place can go by and get ribs and chicken, if you understand what I mean. I don't know why people can't see that as we work and prosper and make money, we have more privilege to eat better things. You see what I'm saying? Because it costs how much for me to feed each person here, give medical care, and get them here and maintain them now? $1,800 a month. Well, that's a hell of a cost. You look at the cost of medicines and you understand, so I haven't been sick. Well, you will be if you keep that attitude up. Just because somebody back there washing the dishes didn't boil the water high enough, we are between $1,000 and $2,000 in just a few days of kaopectate, U.S. dollars. Now, anybody foolish enough, don't boil that water. I'd like to know who the hell's responsible for it, too, that you do that. I've said enough about that, and Mother said enough about boiling that water. Not to run anything through that hadn't been boiled. And you cause us to have the running shits, and you can be glad you didn't eat that shit that one night. We got exactly what we deserved. I was glad. I ate with it. I wasn't going to, but Johnny gave me. Everybody that ate that got the running shits near. That special food gave us the running shits. A few folk may have not gotten them, but it was, I don't give a goddamn. You folk didn't miss a thing. I mean, we shit that off the next day something else. And if I'd have been able to do what I wanted to, I wasn't going to eat a bite. But I can't stand looking around seeing you folk knowing you like ribs or you like a piece of pie. No way. I'm sick of the shit. I ain't eating no more. We can get them down under that little aluminum roof. You can't treat everybody like that, though. We can't let everybody go through our arrangement. We got to get them apart. But what'd you say? Somebody say something to me? But I don't know why we can't all join over there and we'll get into that and take their names down. We get the special list of those that are involved in dolls. We can step up that assembly thing. We know we can sell the damn dolls. We got an already existing order. And the toys, we ought to be on the toy market. I hope they've done something in Georgetown. Here we're getting right into the damn Christmas season, and they promised to buy every toy we made, and I don't know whether we've done a damn thing about it. What? Earlier about the ambassador Timofeyev loving, he said there's four things that's deep to the Soviet people, and he almost said it tearfully last night about 5 o'clock in the morning or 6 o'clock in the morning when we closed our session. He said is love, peace. So that's why I love this song so much. We the people here want war no more. Love, communism, and he said Moscow. I said, Moscow. He said, yes, because that city has represented all that was equality, all that was just. There's more centers of research and universities in Moscow. He said, our president. He said, he may have made some mistakes. I said, yes, there's only two things I disagree with the Soviet Union. I never would have admitted that Stalin made any mistakes because the USA never admits their damn mistakes. And I never would have given up Austria. And he laughed. He says, I like you, Comrade Jim Jones. You're a very frank person. I said, we are allied with the Soviet Union, but I never would have given up Austria. No way. They had Austria, I'd have kept a hold of it. He said, well, it was, you could tell that he thought, he said, we're not perfect. And that's where, well, last night he wanted you to understand. He said, not everybody lives on a commune like this. He said, there are different ones in every region, and he wants others. He don't like the monetary system. He don't like it. He loved it here. He said, there's a lot. This is ideal communism. You see, we've reached ideal communism. One thing is, we haven't got enough yet. I want more protein. I want a little more of everything here. But he said, the ideal, I told him, I said, what we ate, well, I said, you ate eggs yesterday morning, but we ate biscuits and gravy. He said, I've been glad to eat biscuits and gravy. I said, we put some meat in every day's meal. By the way, that raised the question. That damn suggestion box is poured full of those who are fighting with me who want their chicken in one piece or the chicken cut up each time in their rice or different things. So I want it resolved for the last goddamn time so I don't have no fucking issue over whether we have fried chicken. I want it decided once and for all. They got a whole damn petition about it. All we want is you. Said, threaten them with it. Do whatever you want to. Threaten them. Get off your back. But don't get involved with them. Because when you sue them, they'll only do something else dirty to try to make more harm for your people. And I intend to be inclined to agree with that. Although I'll have to convince some of our attorneys of this. Although he admitted, he was a very humble man. He said, I don't know. I told him how we'd threatened and gotten things done. I told him about our Mrs. White. And he said, he laughed. Jesus Christ, he laughed. Said, I wouldn't have laughed if I'd have been here, but I told him I was on the army band preaching Marxist-Leninism, going on for 7 days and 6 nights, raising the hell around here, people shooting and the old ladies with their cutlasses and such hell going on. He said, you have never seen the like in your life, pigs being poisoned, warehouse being stolen, and we guard the warehouse. They took all our shoes off our porches. Some of us know what it meant. Oh, that's a year ago. Don't worry, honey. He said again, it's all done. That war's over, honey. It's already been won. Everything again, but I'm glad we had it. Now I can say I'm glad we had it because I don't think some of us knew what war. We didn't know what communism meant. That's why a lot of you folks sit out here and hear him say 20 million of our people died. It don't mean shit to you because you never saw a bomb hit Richmond, California, Oakland, or San Francisco, or Fresno, on Los Angeles. If you'd ever seen one of them leveled, I was reviewing today a beautiful film on the People's Democratic Republic, North Korea. I want you to see it tomorrow, 16 hours a day. that goddamn USA leveled that country to nothing but rubble. There were three houses left standing. There was a bomb dropped for every person. For every person in North Korea, there was a bomb. One, I don't know the tonnage of the bomb. One bomb. And those beautiful people, by working like that and caring, and not being like some of you grunted, always just grunted, why you have this, why you got to have a watch a show, why we have to have a meeting every night. God damn it, why don't you quit griping a little bit and understand and know what the hell I'm doing? I make various exceptions, so why we have to watch a film twice? You can't get Harlan County in one time. You can't get some of these films in one time. You got to get your heart. You couldn't get that film on Molly Maguire first time. You got to get your soul into it. And begin to feel those miners going down into that dirt and debris and being shot at, being drug away in their last scene. That's all real. It was all true. You got to feel that thing of that miner being there in that cell and that detective coming in there trying like Pilate to wash his hands and clean his hands up so he can go on. He said, I'm not going to give you no guilt-free bill. He said, I will beat your ass. I think he threw him up against the wall. He said, that is not going to clear you. That's not going to clear you, man. And later in history, he got it. That informant. That was a true story. But you don't see him. You see, I ain't got no time to see that. What you doing better right now? What you doing better? So I want to make love. I want to talk. Right now, goddamn it, get to Russia. You can make all the love you want to. We won't have the problem. We won't have to deal with U.S. consul. We won't have to have a model here. Now we got to have a model because we want to be approved by those coming in. We want a model because also that'll keep us peace in Guyana in the meantime. He asked that most urgently. That was one question. Everybody could tell you he was in a meeting. That is the most urgent question. He said, don't let down. We heard him say it last night. He said, build this into pure communism. Keep building it. All you do, he said, everything. Work hard. Make this the best. Because as the people come in, that will help him champion our cause. He's already championed our cause and already got the clear signal. If things are like he says they are, that's fine. Now, the next time anybody comes here, we have any bullshit from them. That's why I said the next time we come, we want to all have the same meal. But we can't have the same meal until some people get back there and produce at night. I want to see how many tomorrow have gone down to Ruby and said, I'm going to give some extra hours. I'm going to give some extra hours. Right now we got a project right there that can make us money. We've got $33,000 order, one order, and we can get more. Yeah, Kay said that people raved when they took it to the store. We got these wood toys. I want to see how many of you volunteer time. Show the little North Korean children going out and in the harvest. And I mean some of them were so small that the rice they were carrying, you couldn't see them. They were carrying the rice on their shoulders, around them, around the head, and they looked like little rice bodies moving. But they loved and they laughed and they danced and they jumped, and you never heard such singing, you never heard such synchronization, you never heard such orchestration of unity in your life. My heart wanted to cry because here, every time we try to organize, you've been ruined, some of you assholes. You've been ruined on a diet of U.S. capitalism, and you don't like to change your fucking structure, and you want peace when we're still in war. Our people back there are still in war. We shouldn't expect to have a light schedule until we get our people free. And see, now that's what I mean. That's right. Well, tomorrow night, we're all going to see the People's Democratic Republic of North Korea. Right. And when they get through with their eight-hour day, and you look at the happiness on those little faces, and they march, oh, little children, march. Just sound, they call them, Kim Il-sung calls them the kings and queens of the revolution. They're our future. They're our gems, he calls them. Those are our treasure. Wake up, please. Wake up, your neighbor. He said, those are our treasure. But the laughter, the joy, the sunshine, because those children have rebuilt a nation that was torn to hell. Even though it's a U.S. film, it's full of propaganda, but you can see as clear as day that nothing left standing. and you see the most beautiful cities that looks like any modern American city. Great, big, lovely apartments. And they've done that in 20 years. You don't do that like some of you fuckers work. No, no, no. You don't rebuild in 20 years like that. But the trouble is, some of you got Americanitis. And I told him, I said, comrade, we want to speed it. He said, well, it takes time. The process is time-consuming. The delegation, some need to go there. Some need to come here. I said, yes, but one problem I got is that goddamn women go into Georgetown, and they haven't got enough sense to know shit from apple butter. So that's what caught Debbie. Got her on drugs. They tried the same thing on three different women. You women better listen to this, and they better remind them in Georgetown again, too. Here, secretary better take this down. Say, well, I marry you, I'm interested in you, I want you, I'll give you nice things. Then they get somebody like Debbie on dope, and she steals $25,000 and takes off. That's the problem we got here. I said, in Moscow, we don't have that. When you go to Moscow, they don't have any dope. The homosexuality said, homosexuality, we are not prudes. He said, we don't have it. It's a frustration that comes out of rebelling against the system. We don't have it because we understand. I told him about homosexuality, talking about it. He said, it's a form of rebellion, but we don't have the problem because we don't need to rebel. There's no need to rebel. He said sex is not emphasized. But he says sex, and it's not glorified. It's for pleasure if they use it, but primarily for productivity. And should be. Should be. As long as capitalists are producing, socialists have to. And that's all you want to say about the People's Republic of North Korea. They say, no man marry till you're 32. No woman marry until you're 30. So you don't know your own mind. You haven't been educated. You haven't been fulfilled. You don't have enough self-image. You don't have enough awareness of yourself. You understand what I'm saying? Shift, please. You know you don't know what shit from China or at 19. 21. Not even 25. You need to get all the things behind you before you start messing around about deciding who's going to be your permanent life figure. Down. And some of you here are married at these ungodly early ages. You're going to be sorry as hell. So I'm in love. You don't know yourself at 19, much less anything about love. Please get one thing straight, too, about me. Some of you assholes, I don't do anything but for the cause of communism. I wouldn't let my life be led by anything but the cause of communism. I got good people in difficulty that need my attention. I got sick people that need my attention. I got some weirdos that need my attention. I deal with them. But there's only one thing uppermost in my mind. That's revolution. And I better not have no more scenes like I had last night with some of you sons of bitches in the middle of the Russians, and you knew who I'm talking about. Carrying on, make me have to run out. Well, don't give me no more shit. Two nights in a row, I had to be interrupted by nonsense when I was trying to negotiate your future, 1,200 children. Sick and tired of that kind of shit, because I'm not like you. You put your ass above anything else. Someone said very thoughtfully to me, and I thought it was a very nice thing, said, my commitment to this organization is above my ass. I wish half the people in here could say that their commitment to this organization, to communism, was above their ass. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Please. If you don't, you're going to end back in hell. Some of you sit there like bumps on a log. You never listen. You think it's never going to happen. It's going to happen as sure as hell. Dr. Daniel Ellsberg came to our church last night, addressed our church in San Francisco. He said, it's hopeless. The only thing you people could do was to do what you've done to build a society where your people can come to, because USA is going to be a wasteland and a desert. Nuclear war is going to happen because USA doesn't care. USA thinks they're a big bully. USA thinks that the God's on their side. USA thinks they can get by with pushing everybody around, and it's going to happen. And he's almost in a nervous breakdown over it. He said, it's horrible for me to think at 46 years of age, just a man of my age. He said, horrible, he said, for me to think, horrible for me to consider that my nation is going to look like nothing but one great big bomb crater. And that's the way North Korea looked. And the way they build it now, there's not one bit of poverty, not one slum, not one piece of rubble, not one piece of dirty street. You don't see litter or anything. And even that film that was made by a U.S. film company, you see nothing but beauty. How'd they get it? Because the men didn't marry till they were 32, and the women didn't marry until they were 30. And then they were willing to go a year and a half, like China, and some of them, a year and a half out into various communes and educations, even after they were married, to do projects for the people. If you think and care about babies, that's the best romance you can have. So I don't get me ever confused. I'll never put anything between me and the babies of this organization. We want them to have the brightest future in the world. Now, one of the sisters, Marlene Wheeler, is one of the recommendations tonight. I recommend that we give toys to our babies. I cannot give all these toys to the babies. Right now, I can't give them. I'd love to, unless Marlene Wheeler and others can come up, Marlene Tarver, can come up with some ideas on how to get extra time out of you people so you'll make enough dolls in addition to what we're making for profit. I can only do so much. Because we have to continue to build this place into a model. It's not so much the Soviet Union. We have to build this place into a model. And we got expenses and court actions and attorneys to face back there. And it costs money to find out conspirators. You have to pay some. We paid one off. We paid one to find out what was going on. Some people sell their mother out for a dollar. We got a whole lot for $5,000, but we had to pay $5,000. Say, is it worth it? Oh, yes, it was worth it. It stopped the National Enquirer from the damnedest lies you ever saw in your mortal days. Dr. Mark Lane, who was here, who wrote Rush to Judgment and all those famous books, said he never saw anything like it in the world. It would have got our people killed. Our people killed in the United States. It was so vicious. And he got the article killed because we paid to get somebody that lied on us. So he went in the National Enquirer and he said, here's one liar. I got their affidavit. They lied. You print this and I'll sue you for $70 million. National Enquirer thought, they said, well, we won't print the story. But we had to pay $5,000. Well, do you think $5,000 worth $70 million? Oh, yes, indeed, indeed. $5,000, I'm not interested in $70 million. You print a bunch of lies. The National Enquirer is a magazine that's the largest read in the entire United States. It's got a circulation that goes all over the world. It's got a circulation of I don't know how many millions. It's filled with lies. Every time it writes about communists, it writes the damnedest, ugliest, meanest things it can write. Last thing it wrote was on some communist supposed to have been living in a Cuban prison. And were the most damn bunch of lies ever existed. Terrible things, horrible things. Now they beat and did sexual things. And he said, anything you could imagine, Dr. Mark Lane said, anything you can imagine and can't imagine was in that article. And it's worth $5,000 to keep that article from going all over the world. It's worth paying Mark Lane his expenses. That's all he's asked to. Expenses of him and the staff, and it takes a lot of staff to get this shit done when you're digging for it. He said, what's it cost you? That's cost us $15,000. But by God, you say $15,000 plus $5,000, that's $20,000 to keep out of the National Enquirer? I'd have paid $100,000. Because I don't want one of our people to be shot when they walk out of the parking lot. You don't realize how devastating a National Enquirer can be. It's in every supermarket, every drugstore, 12 million circulation. 12 million, the largest circulation of any magazine, any newspaper in the world, except Pravda in the Soviet Union and TASS. You think it's not worth something to keep your out of, a bunch of lies out of there? Huh. And it was outrageous. Outrageous. We all have free sex. We have sex orgies. The homosexuals here molest children. All kinds of things. All kinds of things. All kinds of lies you never heard in your life. The old women have to do all the work and carry the coal and the wood and the water, and the young people sit around and the whites are waited on by the blacks. Any kind of shit to peel, to keep. And you know what? Some of our black people would have read that, they never would have come. They believed it. You believe your black people sitting around here waiting on whites? I don't believe so. I see a whole lot of folks sitting around, but they're both white and black. Huh? And you see white sitting, it's your duty to get up on this floor and say it. You see black sitting, it's your duty to get up here and say it. And that's what I'll do about it. We'll correct anything. But it was, and that isn't even the touch. I didn't even touch it. Oh, God, it was awful. It was awful. Connected with the mafia, and we're supposed to kill this one. We killed that young man, throwed him off the damn building, and such awful, awful lies and lies, lies. Even though the coroner's report clearly showed how the man died, they were printing all that shit. And only one thing they understood, that Charles Gary has been too bad. Nice man, but he don't understand how to deal in the world of the USA. Trouble with Charles Gary, he wants to look after Charles Gary as well as People's Temple. And when you got an attorney, he's got to be interested only in People's Temple. He can't be interested in his image with the press. Charles Gary, oh, don't bother the press every time I want to sue him. Oh, don't bother him. It won't hurt you. The hell they don't hurt you. The hell lies don't hurt you. We got folk right now quit coming over those goddamn lies. They hurt you. For the first, I'd take an entirely different course of action. But we were stuck with him. So what do you mean stuck? Because when you get an attorney, you have to tell him everything. Wasn't anything wrong. Everything we did was right, but he, you know, certain facts about your organization, he goes against you, he has some difficulty. So I had to edge in slowly and get friends of his that it was acceptable to him so we could make this move. Because up till now, he would never do it. He's an old fool. There ain't no fool like an old fool. Got his toupee and his eyes uplifted. I got his eyes sewed up so the droops are out so he can try to screw with a girl 32 years of age. Any man 70 years of age trying to screw with a girl 32 years of age, he can't do nothing else but try that, because it'll take him all week long just to get one screw. I'm not kidding you. I wish some of you would grow up now rather than wait to at our expense later. He's a great man, Charles Gary. Had a lot of understanding, but now he's acting like a juvenile. When you're young, be young and go through the youth. That's why I say don't marry at 17 and get hurt. Study yourself and study others. Know yourself. Don't wait. Get things out of your system. Talk it out. Feel it out. Find out how other people have learned through the hard way. No, but some of you don't. I want to do this. I want to have sex. Why don't you talk to some of these women here? Why don't you talk to some of them? One woman went home, went back to the battle. Why don't you talk to her? Some of these women have had 300 men. And every one of them treated them the same way. Why don't you talk to some of our women that have had their anuses have to be operated where they've been torn apart, where they were in debt to they lost everything, and even some of them had to go to jail because the men had used their credit cards or taken their money and used them for prostitutes and every other thing.
That didn't happen to me.
It would if you'd lived long enough. If you'd been on the streets, the chances are it would have happened to you. You said, it never happened to me. But why is it that some of you dummies, it has to, you have to wait for it to happen to you before you understand that it can't happen? If it happened to beautiful people like June Krim, they're beautiful people, right? That's a lawyer that was a secretary, very prominent, just left. I go on down the list, black and white. How many women know what I'm talking about here? Dirt that's been put on your ass. Why don't you learn? And wait, don't get involved. Here this fool, he don't know anything about himself, and he waits till he's 70. And now he starts acting out, and we're needing him for attorney, and he's already written a book about how he's going to, what he's going to do in the courtroom. So I had to work with him slowly over these 10 months to get another attorney with him to work with him, so when we go to court, we got another person in that court. I am nobody in court for us, has already told how he uses a jury. How's he going to know? What's he going to do? Is he going to ask every juror that ever came to court? We're not up against any court action yet, civil court. But he's not up in any criminal action. But what are we going to do when he comes up to every juror? Is he going to say, have you read my book, Street Fighter in the Courtroom? Is that a legitimate question, lawyers? Huh? Is it a legitimate question? I wonder if you have sense of it. I wonder if his ego will be sensible enough to ask it in the right way. Is that a legitimate question? Is everyone going to tell him the truth? What's that? He can exclude. He only has so many times that he can exclude jurors. Charles Gary, man supposed to represent Huey Newton, and you tell folk not going to read his book. You think every juror is going to tell the truth up there? They read his book, don't like him. Read his book, they got pissed at him. You read his book, some people would get pissed at him. And so he just gets up. Yeah, I don't know about your book. Go on into the jury room and see how he works against the jury. Because he brags in his book how he deals with the jury. You don't do that. That's stupidity. So when you're a child, as long as you're a practicing lawyer, he shouldn't have written any book about how he, any of his courtroom techniques. And it's worried the hell out of me. We'd have had a lot less trouble if we hadn't had the advice to get him, and that was all we had available. Because some of the people we wanted to get wouldn't, you know, they go for hiding, you know. First, he took all he could take from us, but he went for hiding. Mr. First, you can't find. Now I understand he's friendly when our people meet him. But for a long time, he went into hiding. He didn't mind using us, taking from us, shift again, please. But he didn't want anything to do with us. We had a lot of good things happen to us this last month. And we ought to be grateful. We ought to mind having to work a few extra hours. But I'm going to say now, Marlene has made this request, and I listened to it. Synopsis, where is it? Did Christine do that for me? That's good. I appreciate that. You may be seated. She feels the children should have 2-week sentences on PSU. She feels 3 days should be maximum sentence for children since they are younger than adults and less mature. She feels the children need a better playground to develop motor skills. We have put this off for some time, and she thinks it's a priority. Well, now, that's her. That's what I'm talking about. That's suggestion box. That's the point of it. I don't mean I'm going to agree with everything. My opinion is that the priority, when I walked out here into a mess last night while I'm right in the middle of the Russians, fortunately I walked out there. Everything is always a blessing in disguise. I had to be called out into a mess. God damn, you better not create no more messes for me. I'm telling you, you know the fuck I'm talking to you. This clan and love and bullshit. You better stop this shit. You better try and stop manipulating, telling somebody who they should go with. You better stop it. I mean, you better stop it, because your ass is going to be in front of here, and you're going to be thrown on public service. It's a last warning. I don't care who you are, or whether you got a loved one, a mother, a grandmother, an aunt, a brother, a sister in the highest levels of this church. Your ass is all. I'm going to throw whole families in public service. you better not tell nobody that they should go with somebody. That's right. You should leave your damn mouth to yourself about relationships and write it up to me if you see something that's wrong. Not be gossiping around and back behind people's backs about what's going on. And put no pressure on somebody they should go with somebody when they don't, and then cause me a damn near suicide. When somebody don't want to go with somebody, you leave them alone. And I'm pretty pissed at it. I'm pissed at it. It better not happen no more. You think I don't know what's going on in this fucking place? I know all that's going on in this fucking place, but some of it is such small shit. I was entertaining angels for our freedom while some of this small shit's going on. But I know about this small shit. And I took it to your front door last night, and it's a damn wonder I didn't come in there, lick the whole damn household. But in the process, I found that the toilet over here smells like hell. So the priority, in my opinion, and all good respect to Marlene Tarver, I respect her, it's not a playground for children, but it's another toilet. That's my opinion. Because that toilet smells like hell. If you can't smell it, you've not got very good old nose. I'm talking about this, the toilet way over here. We need another toilet, seems to me. But that's her request. That's her putting on the floor. Now, that's what I mean by suggestion. Maybe some others will agree with her. Now, she says, no, 2-week sentences on children for, she says, children can't be expected to know other adults. What the hell's the matter? What's it? What? What? Anybody, you bring this motherfucker up and start this shit. Who started this shit? Who? Willie Malone, he's the one I'm talking to last night, dude. Get his ass up here. God damn you and your fucking fighting. Don't you give me no shit. Get the straight jacket. Doctor, get the doctor. Doctor, get the doctor, get the doctor, get the doctor. Do that which is lawful. You, Willie Malone, you better stop it, goddamn your ass. We have every... It seems to me I've seen some Chinese with long hair, but I don't know. They apparently don't see their own. We're standing here under fishbowl. We don't mind it. Hell, what's a little sacrifice of hair? That's all the complaint they had. That's the only complaint they had other than boiling our water, and they damn well had good reason for that. And antisepticizing the toilets, huh? Right, right. But the education was marvelous. I thought the entertainment was superb. But I know, and Comrade Grubbs, I want you while you're up to some of the educators, Professor Chop, they're going to have to get special classes. This musical department is not going to go until they know Marxist-Leninism. Some of them know it. But you cannot go through Russia representing us, making money for us. They'll be asking questions of you. You people got to know Marxist-Leninism. And I know some of you, and you, we have got a reputation. They love us for being teetotalers. They love us for not drinking and not smoking. Said, you make us feel guilty, Comrade Jones. And now, in the Soviet Union, they're developing whole cities where you cannot smoke. Whole cities. He said, I just feel guilty. They both smoke. And he said, and he wouldn't drink at all. We offered him drink because we have some for the hypertension people. We need alcohol, very little, but we give a couple teaspoons full. But nonetheless, he will no, I wouldn't drink. And you cannot smoke in a restaurant in the Soviet Union. You can't smoke in a theater. No place where other people are, where people are eating, you cannot smoke. And that's strict about consideration of other people's feelings. So we want to, what did I get on that for? Yeah, I'm talking about liquor. Well, I was going. Thank you, Jack. Because the last time we went out, we didn't get no further than the goddamn mouth of the river, and some people in the band were taking liquor. Now I'm not going to have it. I'm going to send the ones that I'll pick, Norman, and I'll pick some that I know will not do that shit to go over there, because I'm not going to have no goddamn some son of a bitch go there and get soused because Russians drink in some circles, And maybe some CIA might happen to be in a public function. Sure as hell on U.S. entertainers, because there'd be thousands come. He said there'd be thousands that would come to see, would hear us in Moscow, for instance. And if you fucker drink or can't open your mouth and talk Marxist-Leninism, you're not going. And you haven't got much time. This is in, you got October, November, December. That's it. Go ahead. Now what, back to what's this feeling of you know, 12 years of age. My father started smoking at 14 years of age. 15 years later, I'm born. So genetically, they gave me the disease that both of them had, emphysema, the thing that my mother died of. That's the curse of you people who smoke. You curse your children. Hmm? He said, I don't know how you handled it so well. He said, the cancer cells that did appear to be looking atypical, they're gone. Well, I know how that happens. And I think by the time the ambassador last night, he began to wonder that how a lot of things happen too. He'd heard about Don Jackson. He was amazed. This man's walking. He gets hit at 60 miles an hour. He said, he understood about the healing. He understood. We didn't pursue it very much, but he understood very well. He said, I wish you could do some of this. He said, you could convert our Pentecostals. You could convert our Pentecostals in Russia. He said, I know you could, and I could. We know how to sing. We know how to put emotion in heart. And he said, that's the thing we know. He said, we put emotion into communism. He said, and you would appreciate Russia. He said, I know you would appreciate the Soviet Union. You would not take it for granted like a lot of our people in the Soviet Union do. They get free medical care. They get free dental care. They get free education. They get free glasses. They get free everything. He said, you people would appreciate it. He said, I know. And I said, yes, we'd kiss the ground. Because it meant that much. Although some of you want to go back. Some of you don't appreciate free medicine. Until you, I mean, you will, though. You will, though. You'll be sick one day. You'll be sick one day.